Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bear Dome.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip of mine? Can you keep a loose one, baby?
Hey, 311, you can hear me, right?
If it takes all night.
What's up? I hope you guys can hear me. I'm going to dial in on another number. 347, you're on here. Can you hear me? Okay.
I hope you guys can hear me.
Hey, 347, can you hear me? Well, I'm going to get on with
the
show.
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, cool, brother. Thank you. You know, this is my show. I've been busy. I've been doing a whole bunch of stuff and talking on it. I don't want you guys to think that I don't want to deal with you or I stop dealing with you. None of that's the case. You know, I've just been busy and everything is kind of overflowing. But welcome to this goddamn show. You know me, I'm your host. I'm Rosebud Bitter Dose. You know, I got these degrees, but they ain't gonna do me no good if I can't kick it with y'all. You know, I have a first degree red belt in mental gymnastics. You guys know that. There's nothing. Hold on 1 second. I got some kind of reverb or something here that I don't want. Just a second. Let me get my sound. Hold on a second. Oh, there it is. Let me see. Okay. Damn, I'm still hearing it. Am I hearing that? Yeah, well, okay, I guess it ain't that. Oh! You know what it is? I'm sorry, it's this.
Okay, yeah, that's what it is. All right, now, let's get on started. I've been just busy, you guys. You know, you can find out a lot about, you know, information about what I do, what I'm doing, everything going on with my male confidence. You can find all that out on the AskRosebud.com. You know, I'm just really happy, man. You guys just don't understand. I'm an older brother. I'm doing all kinds of things that's making me happy. So, shit, I don't know, man. I could, you know, roll over and just wait for me. You know, you guys will come to my funeral, but I don't want that shit. You know, follow me on Twitter, at Mr. Rosebud. Follow me on Instagram, The Real John Dixon, with underscores between every word. And don't forget, you know, my name got two D's in it for a double dose of this wisdom I'm going to be sharing with you. And you got to be ready. This show is about real answers to the problems that all you guys, even me, experience with, you know, with women and shit in our daily lives. That's what we expect, real answers, real ways to deal with things. And that's all I want to spit. I mean, there's a lot of things that people talk about when it comes to making progress. But do people talk about what makes progress? See, we could talk about making progress, and we can have a serious conversation. And the conversation could very well be important. But that's talking about it. What about doing it? See, that's what we about. That's what I want everybody to understand I'm about, and that's what I'm going to focus on tonight. If something is possible for another man, is possible for you. I mean, you can't tell me you don't believe that. And if you don't believe it, I wonder why. You got to have some sort of reason that you don't believe that. If you could see me doing things to make myself separate from the average man, and you could say to yourself, oh, man, Rosebud, that, I'm glad to see you doing that. It motivates me. If you could see something like that and actually admit something like that to yourself, not that you're giving me credit, is that you're wanting to grow. But you're not going to grow if you don't accept what you're saying. You got to accept it. So if you can see something plus in the shit I talk based on the shit I do, then you ought to be able to understand you don't have to talk the same shit. You can talk whatever shit you talk, but the shit you talk, you better do it. Because being real is what I profess. And I believe if something is possible for someone else, it's definitely possible for me. And I know for a fact, action is the only truth. There is no other truth. You can say what you want to say about something, that very situation could be goddamn wrong for me. So I can say something, and the same thing, it could be wrong for you. So what are we supposed to do? Not do nothing because there's too many ways to be right or wrong? No, man, come on. We got to know the action we take is what determines what we believe. The action you take is what determines what you believe, because if you believe the shit you're talking concerning changing and catching women and being a better man, then you ain't got to tell it to me. It's all coming through in the wash. Like we used to say in the street, nigga find out in the 33rd. Period. Nigga gonna find out. So ain't no sense in talking about a whole bunch of shit. Do it. And I know you may not like this about me, but I know you notice that about me. When I talk about shit that I intend to do, if it's a long-range plan, I'll say, I ain't going to be doing this for a couple years, but I'm on it now, blah, 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 whatever I say. But if it's about something I can do immediately, I'm going and do it. And then I'm going to talk about it after I do it, just like I talked about it before I did it. Now, everybody called me a show-off or a bragger, but no, man, I'm about action. Actions speak louder than words, so if you think my words are in any way showing off, you full of shit. Because you got all the actions or non-actions that I've made to verify if I'm talking shit or not. And this is what you guys got to understand. If can't nobody verify if you talking shit or not, you might not know if you talking shit or not. Because there's no way I'm going to be able to talk shit and nobody be able to verify what I'm saying. I don't give a damn what I'm talking about. I don't give a politics, religion. I don't care what it is. It was about something I'm claiming I did involved with whatever subject. You're going to be able to verify it. And I'm not saying that to be intimidating. I'm saying that because I live an open life. Because I'm serious about my life. I'm serious about what I do. I do not care what someone else do. I do care if they're dealing with me. I care what they do. But what I'm saying is I can't make them do something if they don't want to do it. The only thing I could do is control me. I try to control what I think, but I think a whole bunch of shit that I'm not controlling and I surely didn't want to think it. But since I did think it, I'm going to deal with it right now, here. I'm not going to wait. I ain't going to let nothing develop. I'm going to see if my thought is to let it develop, then I'm going to do that. But I'm not letting it develop. I'm doing my thought. My thought is to let it develop. You got to break shit down like that. If you're not able, then you ain't going to get sharp. Hold on. I keep telling you guys, I got hay fever. I can't help it. Sometimes when I get to talking shit, this shit just clog up in my head. But I'm saying, man, the only thing that you're going to have to do if you really want to get to this level where you don't have to ask for shit, you know, you don't have to demand shit from a woman, you're going to have to use some of this game I'll be giving you. because I don't care what y'all say, my dick stays swollen if it's about fucking a bitch. Everything I want is in pocket when the motherfucking bitch is with me. I'm saying she ain't got to give me no money no more, but the bitch ain't finna expect shit from me except me being me. See, this is where I'm living at. This is where I'm at. I ain't saying it's the best way to live in the motherfucking world, but I am saying it's very satisfactory for me. So I'm wondering, whose life should I satisfy? Maybe I should trip out and satisfy your life. Man, come on. The thing about life is if you don't learn from it, it's going to make you go backwards. It'll make you go backwards. Now, thinking like this, it makes me want to take what I want for life from life. I'm not going to be waiting for somebody to give me something because I think I deserve it. If I deserve it, then it should be easy for me to take. At least that's what I think. I ain't waiting for nobody to give me shit. I'm broke. Well, I ain't broke, but I'm broke. I'm spending a lot of money on my goddamn DOAD and all this stuff I'm doing on the side. I ain't got money like that, but I got dreams like that. And I'm going to finance my dreams. I don't care if my dreams net me $0. I don't care. I care that I seriously believe in my dreams, and I'm finna finance them. Not so they can work. I finance my dreams to see if they gonna work. And if they do, cool. And if they don't, fuck it. I'm doing something else. Money don't make me. I make money. So I ain't worried about the loss that the average motherfucker would be worried about when you got to spend 30, 40, 50 grand that you ain't got. And you can't borrow none from nobody. Shit. Motherfucker don't ask me how much this shit costs. Hey, bud, how much making DOD cost? Nobody asked me that. They asked me, when is the next episode coming? How come you ain't put that next episode down yet? They're not complaining. They're just curious. They want it. And you know what I know? They like dope fiends. The dope man know you want the dope, so he put it out when he want to. But that ain't what I'm doing. I don't call the shots. If I spent 50 racks up to this point, the motherfuckers calling the shots probably done spent 150. So what I'm saying is I'm working with people. But listen to me, fellas. I'm working with people in the area of creativity in whatever my part is as far as the project. But what I'm saying is I'm working on my own, not time, but my own accord. And this is all a part of the way I want my life. I don't want my life directed by somebody. Now, let's say I want to go over here, and I'm headed over here, but I can't get over there. And I see I need somebody to help me get over there. Oh, I'm going to deal with somebody to help me get over there. And I'm going to do whatever they're talking about as long as I think it's going to get me over there. But once I get over there, I ain't saying fuck them. I'm just saying I don't need you no more, so I ain't jocking you. I'm ready to go. Which one of you motherfuckers ready to go? Which one of you motherfuckers ready to go? When it comes to what you believe, I had to overcome so much shit in order for me to reprogram how I thought when I came out them streets. But I've always been a sharp man, and I knew that if I did want to come out the streets, I sure can't come out the streets thinking like I was thinking in the streets. So something had to change. The I want to focus on the stuff that I'm doing now? I had to realize that. But this was 10, 12, many years ago. And what I wanted is manifesting. And as I see it manifest, it makes me want more. It makes me want what I'm trying to have. And once I get it, getting it is only so that I could be firm in what I want next. Because it don't stop. You ain't getting to the top unless you understand the top, every time you get there, creates another level. And if you don't accept that, then you won't understand. There is no fucking top. Because you're the top. And if you quit, that's where the top will be. And once you quit, and my buddy or your buddy fucking think about something to step on my motherfucking ass and create another top. And let's say 20 motherfuckers do that because I stopped. Yeah, you look at it now, and I'm 20 floors below what's happening. Come on. Nah, I ain't rolling like that. I'm a firm believer in change. I believe change is a good thing, especially when it fucking promotes your goddamn achieving the goals you have for yourself. But you got to be reaching for something. You know, you guys sit up. I don't know why you listen to me. I know why I talk to you. I know why I do my shows. This shit is because I want something out of what I'm doing. I know what it's going to get me, but I have to lay the foundation to get it. How many motherfuckers you know get shit without a record? You got to have a record of what you've done to show that you're worth what you're asking for. So football players, they got highlight tapes. Scholastic achievers have papers they wrote. I mean, we all have achievements that we could reach for to verify what we about. I got some degrees. I'm Rosebud. I done did this, that, and the other. I done made some documentaries. I got the series. I got a lot of shit to prove that I'm trying. But none of that shit means shit. That shit is only shit. And the sooner I realize that, the sooner I ain't gonna depend on none of that shit to get what the fuck I want. I'm getting what I want based on my thinking. And if my thinking is saying whatever about this, believe me, there was something under this that I thought about that got me and I accomplished it. And standing on that accomplishment made me think I could do this. And I'm going to stand on it. I'm going to be able to do it or not. And I ain't going to be scared of failing. But what I'm saying is, I'm going to really do it or not. You motherfuckers don't even understand what I'm saying. See, there is no not. But you have to include the not. So you can understand what you'll be doing if you don't do it. If you don't do it, then you accepting not. See, that's why y'all don't think like this. Because you can't accept do it or not. I can accept do it or not. Because it ain't no not in me. And doing it or not is what I may or may not need for this particular instance to make me do it. Because if it's about do it or not, I'm doing it. I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know what listening to me inspires you to do. But I know what talking shit to you inspires me to do. And that's to live up to the shit I talk. I get something from every damn thing I do because I'm a selfish bastard. I am getting something from everything I do. And if it's me and you doing it, I mean, I'm not going to cheat you, but I'm certainly going to be getting more out of it than you. Unless we getting 50-50. Because you could, you know, be just like me. And in that case, we getting 50-50. But if you ain't like me, shit, I'm getting 60, 65. I'm getting whatever I can get because I ain't thinking about you. Not like that. No, man, it's a dog-eat-dog motherfucking world. And if you don't know when to crunch your teeth and grind, then that's on you. You could, you know, have a belief that people have about shit. A far-reaching belief because a lot of people believe it. But who gives a fuck? There's a lot of people that believe that you can sail off the goddamn edge of the world if you sail too far. And then when some motherfuckers say, man, I don't believe that shit. And how far is too far? 7 miles? I'm finna sail 8 miles. And when that motherfucker got to the 10th mile, he realized not only was he a motherfucker, he realized them fools was full of shit. Because not only is he 9 miles from wherever they said you could only go 7 miles, he didn't fall off the motherfucking earth. This is what happens when you push. This is what happens when you try to go further than what you're assigned to do. This is what happens when you really want something. You can't make goals and then think some scary fucking cupcake-ass shit because it'll make you be a no-goal-having scary-ass cupcake motherfucker. People like me, people like who I hope you want to become, think a woman should worship. I think they should worship not like a god, but almost like a guy because I'm the next thing to one because I'm the only motherfucker that they've ever met to do what they say like a guy. I mean, I don't think I'm a guy. Don't get me wrong. Then I'm not comparing myself with God. I'm just thinking if the bitch is thinking like that, she'll understand why I ain't never thankful she gave me some motherfucking pussy. You fucking bitch, I could give a fuck if you give me some pussy or not. Just let me know if you are, because then if you ain't, I'm going somewhere else. That shit sounds crazy, but that's what's real. That's how you're supposed to think about yourself. If you don't think like this, why the fuck would she? Come on, man. If you don't think you worth it, you waiting for some woman to tell you that you worth it, that's why you never heard it, because you ain't worth it. I keep telling you motherfuckers, women don't care how smart you are. They only care about how sharp you are. If you sharp, and not quite as smart as she would like her Einstein man to be, you're going to take the place of Einstein, because if you sharp, you'll be able to entertain the side of her that Einstein motherfucker would never entertain. And the side you could entertain is the side that motivate thoughts and different motions and different movements and accepting different things. This shit, because I'm a genius, she's just going to be fascinated with my genius. And if I talk about my genius, she's going to know not to question me because it's going to take me so deep into it, she'll never get me to stop. So in reality, she could give a fuck about my genius. But this this motherfucker that ain't got no genius, but he know how to motivate her, he going to have a bitch because he didn't stimulate her. Motivation is stimulation. So otherwise, if you motivate a motherfucker to think, if you motivate him to do something, it's going to stimulate him to really consider, especially if, you know, it's a first time type situation, you know, she's going to like you. And once she like you, and then let's say something else occurs, she likes you now, and you don't really, you know, you ain't really got at her. You just showed her that you stimulate her. And now it is a whatever amount of time later. For me, that would be like 15 seconds because I ain't waiting, but I ain't saying that for you. What I'm saying is it could be whatever amount of time, but let's say it's whatever. And you do something else. And she see that first time wasn't luck. Now she going to give you that action, and you might end up with her, which is cool. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about knowing what to do. I'm talking about realizing what's going on. I'm not trying to tell you how to walk. You can walk any way you want to. But I do want you to know how to catch a broad. I do want you to be confident that you know the things to do based on what you see happening, because when this happens, it's going to result in that. If you know this, like I do, you'll be able to not have fear. Wait, I take that back. I have fear. I have fear when I'm talking to a bitch, you know, and I'm getting at her, whatever. I have the same fear you have. But it doesn't do to me what it does to you. Because my fear just makes me, oh, man, I feel anxious. You know, it makes me take a deep breath and keep going. I don't even lose a step. I'm walking toward a step, left, right. And when I put that right foot down, I start thinking, oh, man, I feel anxious. By the time I lift my left foot to take the next step, I done already overcame it. And while I'm taking that next step, I done already thought about 10 or 15 different things that I could do, that I'm going to do, to make me think about when I drop that left foot and get ready to pick up my right foot to go for it, it's going to already have comforted me. And I'm already be calm, although I'm going to still be scared. Who gives a fuck about being scared? I ain't caring. Shit, I know them race car drivers driving 300 miles an hour, they be scared. Shit, don't tell me them motherfuckers don't be scared. But for them, just like with me, it's part of what's going on. So fear is part of it. So fear don't scare them. Fear don't scare them. They have fear, they experience it. But it don't scare them. Just like the fear I have don't scare me. See, you're going to learn fucking with me different shit. And it's going to be to help you develop proactive directions and goals. And it's going to also be how to control your sexual thoughts and outcomes. But all you're going to do is hear about it fucking with me like this. You're going to know about it fucking with me like this. But you ain't going to be able to do it. And if you can, I'm happy for you. I'm very happy for you. That's why I don't mind sharing shit. I don't care. I want you to get whatever you can get from me. And if you don't need me to get it from wherever you can get it from. And I'm glad that you got it. That's me. But already know what you're going to get. You already know what you're going to get, too, and you might have already accepted it. I mean, I'm with you. If you accept getting second-rate shit or being a second-rate motherfucker, knowing there's a possibility to change that shit to first-rate shit, you don't have to fuck with me. But you sure better fuck with something, because the fact remains you second rate. Come on. You don't have to fuck with me. I don't care. People fuck with me that I ain't even spoke to. They just go to my damn channel, and they see this, that, and the other, and they like it, and they say, I'm going to fuck with him. And they fuck with me. Okay, I'm going to fuck with them. Shit, I'm not trying to make you fuck with me, man. You can believe what the fuck you want to believe. But the fact remains that time after time, weekend after weekend, you see some woman that you really are attracted to visually, but since you cannot tell yourself that you can connect with her mentally, you just sit and get your visual excitement over on the wall of fame for the losers. You sit on the wall or at the bar and you just, you know, man, look at baby, woo. Hey, man, believe me, man, I done did that shit before. I'm talking about since I been in Las Vegas. I done did that shit. I only been here 2 years. So I ain't saying that shit. That shit happened to me. I know what goes on because I'm not bullshitting. I done did that shit. But I know what to do when I see that I did it. And I know how to counter it. And I do, but it don't negate that I did whatever was the doubt yourself type thing to do or think. Man, I ain't perfect, and I ain't trying to be perfect. But I am trying to be the best me I could be, and that's all I could do for you. My courses provide confidence-building information that's guaranteed to teach you to have a firm grasp on life and how social interactions with others work. Now, you're going to learn this information and it's going to help you develop the proactive ability to get goals. To set goals. And once you set the goal, being a proactive person is going to drive you towards them. I don't know what your goals are. I don't need to know what your goals are. All I need to know is that you want to reach the goals. And there's a way to get there. And if you do it, you're going to get there. I mean, 2 and 2 is 4. Think about it. If this is how to do it, and you're doing it, why wouldn't you get it? You will. And you have to understand this. Most importantly, you got to understand the ability that you're going to gain to produce the results you want. You're going to learn how to produce them, manifest them. Over 1,500, 2,000, 25, I don't even know how many motherfuckers I have that didn't dealt with me now. All I know is I'm still into helping you build and maintain your confidence. That's what I do. That's what I'm about. And I don't care what my projects are. I'm going to keep rolling with this. Now, I've got a lot of emails. So I felt, you know, I'm going to address some of them. You know, I don't want to lose the respect that I didn't build over the years. So, you know, you cats who have followed me for the past, you know, 8 or 9 years or whatever, you know, I ain't very verbal when it comes to sex. And that's because of who I am and who I think you should be. You know, we don't need directions in that regard, but there are some motherfuckers that do. You know, I ain't saying or trying to imply that pussy ain't important. You know, I be saying different shit, fuck some pussy, fuck this, blah, blah, blah. I ain't never trying to say pussy ain't important. Pussy is important. But I just can't help but notice how much of what I want to talk about get reduced to sex. So I ain't going to talk about sex, but I'm going to talk about some things that's kind of related. You know, some of you didn't notice and probably brought it to my attention. And I appreciate that shit, you know, that I never talk about this shit. So I want to reach everybody. The main focus of Ask Rosebud is, you know, manhood and building the confidence it takes to display your mentality about your position that you've acquired in life, anytime and anywhere. You know, people are so different. And what's good for me may not be your cup of goddamn soup, but I still have to continue on my path. And I'm sure you know that goes for you too. Now, excuse me, if I did that, if I wasn't like that, excuse me, I wouldn't have no backbone, and I'd lose all the respect I've built and earned from all you guys over these years. And I surely don't want any of that. You know, I make statements, and I hear them referred to as pimp talk, which could not be further from the truth. The thing is, and you heard it on this show, pimps are the top of the food chain when it comes to manhood and women. But pimps don't have no doggone claim on it for themselves. So here's where the mistake is being made. When I say something that may be over your head, a lot of you, most of you, is going to try to wait to, you know, understand it. And if you can't understand it, you still want to make some sense of why you can't. And in my case, you blame it on the pimping. That's pimp shit. Now, let me clarify something for you guys out there. It's a well-kept secret, except for dudes like me, and that's all women, every fucking woman, is a minuscule fraction away from being a hoe. And a man like me knows that, which is why we do what we do. We don't care one iota what you do before you meet us. You could be a teacher, a doctor, a slinger, a lawyer. We could care less. If you deal with one of us, it's going to be on and cracking according to what we believe, because we practice what we believe in. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, women love a man with a set of beliefs that she can't make him change. So I'm not saying I speak to a lawyer and she sees she can't make me change, so she's going to quit being a lawyer and start hoeing. That's some stupid shit. I'm saying I can speak to a lawyer and let her see where I'm coming from, and once she starts liking me, during the course of her liking me, I'm going to see, and she's going to agree, how she could pay me to be with me. She ain't no have to stop being a lawyer. This bitch allowed to make 30 times what I'd make pimping one bitch. So what I'm saying is, shit, man, I'm not stupid. See, people have been taught by the media and motherfuckers like y'all to flaunt they pussy as an asset. I say people, I should say women. Real hoes learn from they pimp in their on-the-job training that a hard dick does not have a conscience. That's why a hoe knows she can charge any fool who's looking for some goddamn pussy. This is especially so if all you want is some goddamn pussy. See, alpha dogs that I know are fully aware of this shit, and we've ingrained it into our consciousness, our very consciousness, that fuck with a bitch on the pussy tip lasts. When a person in the know, such as myself, is at the point of getting some pussy, this woman had already been brain fucked to her satisfaction, which is displayed by her staying with me and waiting for me to tell her I want to hit that pussy. Because just because she liked me, she ain't finna make me get in no bed. See, I told you, I want all who fuck with me and my courses to have many women, not just one woman, until you're ready to be married. If you never get ready to marry, then you never want one woman. I want you to see that women think. I want you to see what women think, not what a woman thinks. You can't have a string of women if all you think about is pussy. But you guys won't ever get to have more than one, bro, because all of you motherfuckers are so hungry for pussy, and this lady, this potential hoe, is going to make sure she keeps you on full. She's just going to do that. That's what they do. Who is that? 786. Hold on. 786, what's up? Wait a minute. Hold on. What's up, man?
What's up, bud, man? You dropping some heavy game right now, man, on tonight's show, man. I
you
can
know
go ahead and dial that button, man. If you motherfuckers don't soak this shit up, man, I don't know what to tell you, man.
There ain't nothing to tell me, man, because this is how I do it. I try to drop it, man. And only certain people going to get it. And when they do what you do. Call in, tell me, whatever, you know.
That'd
have
been that one button. I'm locked and loaded, though, man. Nah, man. I just want to go ahead. I couldn't resist but hit that one button. It's almost game you dropping, man.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. Stay up.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, all you guys would or could be able of being pimps if you wanted more from a woman than a pussy. And you can say, oh, man, I don't want to be no pimp. You're a fucking lie. Every one of you with a dick to get hard wish you could be a pimp, because all you think about is all the bitches and how they look and the pussy and shit that's involved with it. So you can tell yourself whatever you want to tell yourself to be happy, but I already know all real men have much more on their mind than how well they can fuck. But they do, and they can fuck. I certainly think about pussy a lot when I'm fucking with a bitch. But that's not all I think about, because a bitch can't even fuck with me until we done talked about a whole bunch of shit that's going to make me want to get her pussy. I even tell them, you got to make me want to fuck you. I'm not fucking with you. Fuck you. I tell them that shit. Come on, 336, what's up?
Ain't nothing much, man. You know, normally I'm a quiet dude, man, laid back. But I just wanted to holler at you because, you know, don't wait because it might be too late. You know what I'm saying? I just want to give you yours and say thank you for what you're doing, man, because, you know, in this day and time, you know, you'd be hard-pressed to find a motherfucker that give a damn. You know what I'm saying? I just
bro,
want to say, you know,
listen,
thank
man.
You for everything. Love you, man. And I
remember
when you was
too,
in
man,
that video, I never forgot. Years ago, I was a young cat. You was like,
American pimp.
The bitch, you was like, what you say? You say, she got to go to the far east corner of the world. You know what I'm saying?
To find a motherfucker,
you know,
like me. She
to find
got
a motherfucker like me. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just leave that. All right,
man.
You know,
for sure.
But hey, when I get straight, I'm going to holler at you, man. Love you, man.
All right, man. Love you, bro. See, you guys, that's good. I love that shit. Not because it's fucking complimenting me, but because motherfuckers is out there hearing it. That's what I know. Don't many of them cats, you know, hit me, and it's not that I'm, you know, have something to say about it. What I'm saying is they don't hit me because they don't want to really, I don't know, give it up. But when I get it from brothers like that, I feel real cool, man. It makes me feel rewarded. That's my reward. So what I'm saying is when it comes to fucking, you got to understand something, man. I ain't fucking with a bitch if I can't fuck her. I mean, that's me. I'm not fucking with you if you finna make me try to get your pussy, because that's playing pussy games with me. And I'm not finna play no pussy games, bitch. If you like me, you're already going to give me some pussy. So instead of me waiting to get it, I'm going to fuck you right now, and I'll talk to you later. Nah, I don't really do that, but that's what I make that bitch hear and see. Because what I'm saying is I'm not trying to have no motherfucker dangle no pussy over me in front of me, have me doing some shit. Fuck you and your pussy. Wrap that shit up in some goddamn hot pants and go out there and sell that shit, bitch. That's how I feel. Keep that shit to yourself. That's why I got a whole bunch of paying hoes. Because when my dick get hard, bitch, I'll go fuck somebody. I ain't got to fuck you. Then bitch be so fucked up with what I didn't told her. She be like, how can I make him want to fuck me? So, shit, I don't let no bitch, what I'm saying, I just don't let them play pussy games with me. And if you motherfucking let them, then you just do. I don't. So my thing and what I'm saying to you is, if you understand what people like me understand, my background is just at the top of the chain. And it's because I've controlled my thoughts about sex to come last. Because I got a whole bunch of shit that this bitch got to do before I want to fuck her. And that's because I know if I get that woman, she can't leave her pussy somewhere she think is safe. She can't take it off and leave it in the safe. I also know if I get her pussy too fast, she gonna charge me in the long run. I done stated this shit before, and I ain't ashamed to say it again. Since I left the game, I will hit that pussy within our first meeting, or I ain't fucking with you no more. But this don't mean hitting that pussy is all that's on my mind. That's why I move fast. I'm not trying to waste no motherfucking time going through some shit that this broad thinks she need to go through to talk to me. Go through that to talk to some motherfucking body else. Because when it comes to pussy, I don't want no bitch playing no goddamn pussy games with me, which is what all you motherfuckers experience. You let a motherfucking bitch tell you Monday that she gonna give you pussy, some pussy Sunday. And then for the rest of the week, you be a sucker. Nah, bitch, I want the pussy now. Fuck you. My reasoning for saying this shit to you is it seems you don't fully understand. I've adapted a mentality, not the philosophy, but the mentality of a person that you motherfuckers know are at the top of the chain concerning women. Because these motherfuckers have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 women at the same time, knowing about him, knowing he fucking them all, and they paying to be with him. Come on, man. Put it any kind of way you want to put it. But I've adapted it, this mentality, in such a way that regular motherfuckers can benefit from it. And I done did it for the past 9 years. I done made a couple of adjustments for the times. But it's basically the same. I put in my courses the essence of what makes a man of my past so fucking irresistible to women. And I broke it down in layman's terms for you to fully utilize it to your benefit. Then, if you have a situation or you still need, I got SWU. To teach it to you. Come on, man. You guys, 202, what's happening?
What's up, bud?
What's happening, bro?
How did you, back in the day, how did you build up your self-discipline?
How?
Yeah,
well,
like what sort of...
well, I'm going to tell you, man. First, you got to believe in something. And I believe the only self-discipline that a pimp need to, you know, develop is you can't be fucking bitches that ain't paying you. Anything else goes almost because you're going to have to do different things to catch a bitch. But you ain't got to fuck no bitch to catch her. Now, what I'm saying is the discipline in that, all I had to do is think about what I had to lose. If I fuck a bitch, man, these bitches I got paying me won't even respect me enough to pay me no more. If I fuck a bitch and she go tell some niggas, man, I'll be ranked. You know, I had all this shit in my head. You know, all these things to think about as far as why I ain't finna riff all that. You know, and if it's important enough to you, you won't risk it. And that shit was very, excuse me, I don't know why, I do not know what actually made it that way for me, but I was seriously about representing being a pimp. And I learned this shit listening to these niggas at the round table. You know, I'm buying everybody blow. I'm buying everybody drinks. Them niggas kicking it with me. And I'm saying, you know, whatever I say, them niggas roasting me, blah, blah, blah. But as this shit take place over some years, I got game. And the only way you get game is when you sitting kicking it with these motherfuckers. You go home and do what they said, whatever the fuck it is. I wouldn't care. I'd go to the after hours 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, bitches in, been home and blah, blah, blah. And they didn't got in maybe 4, 5, 6 in the morning. So they didn't went to sleep and shit. And I come in from the after hours, 9, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, in the, you know, the next day and shit. I'm waking whoever the fuck house I go to. I'm waking that bitch up. And we got to talk about this shit, bitch. I don't tell her that, but that's where I'm coming from. Because I learned, just kicking it with motherfuckers, when you have a peaceful house, you finna lose a bitch. I learned that. And I don't know if it's true yet. You know why? Because I never allowed my house to be peaceful. I'm not saying I want chaos. I'm saying if it's real peaceful, and think about this. If it's real peaceful in your house, that means this bitch is doing everything in your eyes perfect. And if she's doing everything in your eyes perfect, that means you ain't checking that bitch about shit. And if you ain't checking that bitch, tell me you ain't looking for a problem. That's common sense. But people don't think with common sense. So I used to, you know, come in thinking about shit. It's too quiet in here. What the fuck? Get up. I'm going to start some shit. Bitch, what you said? Didn't you hear? I mean, I heard this woo-woo. I don't care. And they're going to have to convince me they didn't say it. And I know all the time they didn't say it. They're going to have to convince me. But this kept me sharp. This kept them bitches not knowing what the fuck I'm finna do when I come to their house. This kept them bitches on their job. Because they know if I came to their motherfucking house and anything wasn't in order, I was leaving. I'm going to the next bitch house, bitch. I fucks with bitches that's in pocket. And matter of fact, bitch, I ain't even checking the trap. Just in case you want to choose, you can give them some money so they know Rosebud get paid. And I'll leave the bitch. Bitch be crazy waiting on me to come get my money. Come on, man. Game is so fabulous. If you use it and know what you're doing and depend on it, you don't even have to think, because a natural reaction comes to you from any situation, bro. Staying in pocket is the easiest thing to do. You know, believing in what you're saying. Why? Because it's the only thing that's going to get you to where you believe. It's that simple. If you don't believe in what the fuck, you know, it takes to get there, you'll never get there. And if believing what it takes to get there requires you to have restrictions on what you'll do, then you have to restrict yourself or you won't get there. If you don't accept everything that's required to get there, then you won't get there. If you accept 8 out of 10 things, you'll almost get there. You know, who gives a fuck about almost? Close only counts in one game, and that's horseshoes. Game of life, we down, we broke. Close don't count. We got to get down. You feel me?
I do, definitely. And typical fashion, I ask you one question, you answer like 4 or 5 of them with that answer.
Hey, because that's what we do. Man, that's what kicking it is about, man. It ain't about the question when you're kicking it. It's about the game you receive from sparking a motherfucker like me to think. I'm a spit shit. And you, just like you supposed to, if you was just stuck on whatever the fuck you asked me, I'd have answered it, and you'd have been thinking, dang, this nigga talk a lot. But no, you hearing these other gems I'm dropping. So it's cool. Yeah. That's what we do, bro. I love it.
I'm literally like taking notes right now. You know what I mean?
That's cool, man. Get at me, man.
I appreciate it, man.
You know it. So, what I be talking about is real. It's real confidence. And my course is built real confidence. And many of my alumni have been on these shows, and they verify, they say whatever about it, what they got. And the most common thing they say is that they no longer have to speak to women in a club because of how often they get approached first. And, you know, when they want to get into the school or get into the course, I try to tell them, man, don't even trip on catching women. Don't even try to get any of this information so that you can catch women, because the confidence that it's going to build is going to be like a magnet, and you're going to attract women. So you need to concentrate on the information in the goddamn course so that once you attract the women, you will know how to get at them. But, I mean, it's just they don't believe it first. Then they start getting the action, and they see that they don't, they, even though they took the course, they just could recognize the action. They don't know what to do. So, I mean, recognizing what's going on is first. That's why SWU is here. Because I'm not stopping at recognizing, man. That's what y'all do. If you want the course, you get the course and take it by yourself and go on home and learn how to recognize where you failed and all that. But what you going to do about it? Everything is progressive. So you learn about what you ain't doing. You got to learn what to do. And the only way you're going to, the course has what to do. But the reason I say you don't learn it is because you do the easiest, most least demanding thing that the course is asking. Go say hi to five women. And you will say, hi. Hi. That ain't what I'm saying to do. But if you want to know what I'm saying, come on, man. Come on to SWU so I can explain what I'm saying. Because about what motherfuckers get on their own, I think they get 30% or 40% of what the course is about. But in their eyes, it's such a big improvement, they think that I'm the dope dealer. But I try to tell them, man, you ain't even sharp. I mean, you're sharper, but you sharp enough to be dull. Man, come on, motherfucker. You need to be sharp. And that's what SWU do. SWU make you take that information and use it in the field so it sharpens your motherfucking ass. And you'll be able to spit any conversation at any moment with any bitch. You wouldn't give a fuck because the bitch ain't important. What's important is what you think about yourself. And as long as that's prevalent in your goddamn mind, ain't nothing the bitch can say gonna throw you off. Because the bitch ain't shit. She's saying some shit another bitch is saying. Any pretty bitch, any other kind of bitch, any fat bitch. Fat bitches say fat bitch shit. Pretty bitches say pretty bitch shit. I didn't hear all that shit. I could give a fuck about any one of you motherfuckers. A one is as good as a 10, because a 10 is gonna be a 15 after fucking with me, and a motherfucking one gonna be at least a 6 or a 7. They both bitches. I don't judge them like that. I judge them by how they make me be me. If that bitch make me come out and damn near everything I say, ooh, I like that bitch. Fat, acne, if she got some rotten teeth, I'm going to fucking get a teeth fix so I can kiss that bitch. I ain't going to kiss that bitch so I can get a teeth fix. But what I'm saying is shit, man. I want a bitch that make me feel whatever, like Sir Lancelot, Romeo, all them motherfuckers, because Sybil ain't got shit on me. Sybil didn't have but 12 personalities. I know I got at least 100 personalities, shit, and every one of them in me. So that's why I just got to have a bunch of bitches, because I can't be the same with this bitch as I was with that bitch. They all get different motherfuckers because they do different shit. And that's what keeps me happy. Shit, I don't need no bitch to keep me happy. I need to know that I have a different bitch if I want to. If the bitch say, well, I don't feel good tonight. All right, bitch, I'll see you later. I ain't trying to hear it. If you don't feel good, take some aspirin. If it got anything that's going to keep you from going to get me some money, call me from the hospital, bitch. Because you better be going to the hospital if you're talking about staying home, period. You know, that's how I was with mine. I don't care if you got something to say, I got something to say. Mine gonna top yours, because mine ain't gonna stop me from getting no money. Yours is gonna be trying to stop me from getting some money. Fuck that. This is our pimp thing. Now, this is not a pimp show, but the down and dirty is in this too. So this is game I spit. This is how you fuck with a bitch. Man, you don't just talk shit, you show that bitch shit. And when you show that bitch shit, she'll start reflecting that shit in everything she do. Because she see it in you. Man, them bitches seen, I wouldn't give a fuck. You know what, bitch? I'm gone. They hated to hear that from me. They hated that. That was the fucking worst punishment I can get a bitch. Bitch, you know what? I'm gone. Wait, don't go. Bitch, please. I am not only going, I'm gone. What's happening, man? 347.
Hey, bro, how you doing?
Hey, oh, AJ, what's going on, man?
It was good, man. I wanted to make a comment on one of the statements that you made earlier about how you walked in to the house, and you know, if it was a peaceful house, you started creating a whole bunch of, you know, ruckus.
What's up?
So, based on that comment I had was when you're dealing with a female, right?
Yeah.
You always gotta keep them on their toes. If
exactly.
Not, they're going to bring problems to you into your life.
Well, what's the question?
I mean, all right, basically the question is this. As long as you keep them on their toes or you keep them busy, they won't bring problems to you to deal with.
Are you asking that?
I'm saying that.
Okay, then you don't have a question. You have a statement or a comment to make.
Right.
Okay, you said you had a question, man. Hey, remember, bro, I told you I'd be listening, and words are important. Everything you say should be what you mean. If you say you have a question, you got to have a question. If you want to make a statement or a comment, then you say that, and what you say will be taken as such, and what you're saying is right. But it's kind of you looking at it wrong. It's not that you're
okay.
Keeping them guessing or on their toes. What you're doing does keep them guessing and on their toes. But what you're doing, is, as far as creating some chaos, is handling shit. You're bringing some shit up, and otherwise bitches like to know. Oh, what's wrong? And you say, you ought to know what's wrong. Bitch don't know what's wrong. So here's something happening, and ain't nothing wrong. So what you got to train this bitch, you ain't got to know what's wrong. You got to know what I'm saying. And what I'm saying, and you tell her blah, 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 blah. Otherwise, it's handling her mentality, making her think along the lines of what you want her to think. All you saying is what you're thinking. You're not accusing her of this. You're just saying, bitch, I'm around here trying to make my house so comfortable, blah, blah, blah. I ain't looking, well, you know, throw the motherfucking magazine over there. Go get that shit or whatever. What I'm saying is when you do that shit, you had a bitch saying there, so damn, what's wrong? I didn't do nothing. She's tripping like that. But at the same time, you have her wanting to make sure she don't do nothing to make you go off the handle. And at the same time, she want to calm you down. What I'm saying is you got her on her toes. You got her thinking about all kinds of shit. And then when she actually see you calming down, yeah, because, you know, bitch, I was thinking, now she gonna calm down, and now the whole house is calm because you calm, and she's happy she made you calm, and what you did was put in some work and make this bitch work for you to be comfortable enough to get into bed, because that's all the bitch really want, for you to get into bed and calm down. Man, you got to think like this. If you don't think like this, you can't prepare for this. And if you don't prepare for it, when it happens because she flipped, it's going to throw you off, because on the other side of the coin, you could come home to some chaos, and it really is there. And then what you going to do? I'm saying, in the game of having women, a mistake causes you to broad. Now think about if this broad is your income. You can't fucking make no mistake unless you can afford to lose 5, 6, whatever honey she getting every day. You know, you got to think like this, man. This is proactive thinking. So in order for a problem to be eliminated, you cause problems. You cause the problems because you can handle it. And you cause the problems to show her that you ain't scared to deal with a problem. And you're going to deal with it just like you said. And the good part about it is you caused it. So whenever you feel like calming down, as long as you can say one or two things, and then you say, oh, yeah, okay, baby, because I was saying, and you can calm down. It ain't no, it's just planting that seed. It's just doing shit. It don't have to take no long time. You know, you can come in and start some shit, you know what I'm saying, and by the time you walk through the room, coming from the front door, the shit can be solved if the bitch say the right shit. But what you doing is making the bitch think out of her, you know, waking her up. Bitch, what you doing asleep? I thought I told you I was coming over. Yeah, but you said you'd be over here at 6 o'clock and it's 9:30. Nobody give a fuck what time it is. Bitch can't say that no more. You understand what I'm saying? You can't come with no reason to not do what the fuck I said. 843, hold on. 83, hey, AJ, that was some good shit, man. 843, what's up?
Hey, Rosebud, bro, what's up, man?
Ain't nothing, what's happening?
Hey, you hit the damn nail with the hammer, man. I do that shit damn near about at least once a week. Come on
what,
to my wife.
What, call problems?
Hell yeah. Come on to my wife and just talk shit. And, oh, but I mean, I've been doing that shit over the years. Been married now for 10 years this year. And, man, I see a big-ass difference. I come home, dinner be cooked, house clean, kids fed. I mean, everything.
Hey, and when you get that, when you get that, she's bringing the good you out. You know, without trying,
right.
Without any, you know, because what I'm saying is when I went to my bra's crib, I looked for anything to make me either get the money or not and leave. Because, you know, you really ain't trying to be with these bitches, but, you know, you got to. So, well, what I'm saying is that if this ain't right, oh, look, bitch, I don't fuck around no bitches to have it like this. Hey, whoop, I'm gone. You know, my joint ain't rolled. This my joint ain't. What the fuck you think? You know, I'm finna make some shit happen. Whatever, man. I don't know what it is. I'm gonna bring something up. But it keeps the women sharp. It keeps you sharp because you make yourself notice everything, man. It just went all around, man. That's some good shit,
exactly.
Man. You got anything else?
You're fucking right about that, man. Hey, you right up, like I said, man. You right about that shit, man. Keep it up, man. We have missed you. We ain't heard you in a while,
sure.
Man. I was worried about you for a little while, man.
Man, I'm busy with my shit, man, but I'm here.
Yes, sir. All right, man.
All right.
Take care, brother.
Right on. See, them cats that I be talking to my, they don't have to talk to bros. It be because of their confidence. They can tell. The broad even say, they mention it. You know, something about you just drew me over here. And they tell them basically what I tell them. It's their aura. Hey, 347, what's happening?
Hello?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, cool. Rosebud, I just want to know, man, do you think, when everything is said and done, man, you're going to bring back some Thursday shows, man?
Well, let me ask you this, man. Why do you want the Thursday show? Ain't we kicking that shit right now?
I just like 2 shows a week, bud. I like
You personally would prefer 2 shows, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, the reason I ask you why, because you ain't the only one. They've been telling me that they don't like this shit. Like, I didn't got a couple of people telling me, man. What is it you don't like? Don't try to spare me. Just tell me what you don't like.
I just don't like just hearing the game one time a week. Now I got to get the double dose, man.
Listen to me, man.
Hey,
now oh, that's Sean. I got you in a minute, Sean. Hey, you guys think that I be talking shit, but there's only been one reason they hate it, and it was a version of what you said. They got to get a double dose. A couple of them didn't put the 2 D's. A double dose, I need it. You know, I don't like just not – being able to hear it twice a week.
Right. There you go.
So what I'm saying is I know you're really telling me the truth.
Yes, sir.
You know what, man? I don't know, man. I ain't going to promise it, bro, but I've been trying to give myself more time. But I'm telling you, man, I'm loyal to people, man, and I'm liable to start it back up, bro. I'm telling you, man.
Come on,
man. Hey, that was dope. Thanks, bro.
Okay.
Sean, what's up?
Bud, what's happening, bud? I want to say this, first of all. Everybody loves the Thursday show, but at the same time, when you do the Thursday show, everybody ain't calling an impressive one.
Oh, there you go.
He's just sitting there talking shit, and everybody's sitting there smiling and enjoying it. It ain't no benefit. Like, we can't move forward if you're not participating. Everybody got to participate so we can take it to a whole other level as opposed to staying stagnant and just listening from the stands. So if y'all really want it, y'all got to press one. Y'all got to bring more shit. And that's it.
Hey, Sean, that's why I love you, nigga. You be putting it together. And, hey, critical thinking is what people don't do. And anytime
yes,
you critically think before you speak, your shit sound like it just did, bro. I love this
yes,
shit, man. Thank you. 347, come on.
Yeah, I don't know what Sean talked about, man. My name is Javelin. You've heard me call a few times. I called into the Thursday show, and I called in the Sunday show. Just
Hey, bro, listen to me. I'm finna give you some game. Unless a motherfucker say, what, hey, whatever your name is, blah, blah, blah. When people speak in a nondescript way, they putting shit out there. The only person that's going to respond is the one that it affects. So if you know, you call in, he wasn't talking to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying, bro, is this is how you rank yourself in the streets. You know, I'm telling you, I didn't did it. You know, you go in the motherfuckers in here think they about it, man, all these punk motherfuckers. Man, this California pimping up in here. Any motherfucking insecure is going to say, nigga, what? I ain't know. They going to open their mouth. Everybody else going to be quiet. You ain't talking to me. I wouldn't. You is. It's a bunch of punk motherfuckers up in this shit. But I ain't one of them. And unless you come over here and stand next to me talking that shit, you ain't talking to me. Don't ever volunteer like that no more, bro. That's a rank.
Got it.
For sure. Hey, Sean, come on.
Yeah, I just wanted to say this to the brother Javelin. Whenever there's information in the air, you got to know what side of the information you stand on. So if the information ain't attacking you and you know that you be pressing one, I saw you press one. I heard you before. So if it's not aimed at you, then you got to know what side of the information you stand on. So you should be supporting what I'm saying so you can get the Thursday show back. And that's it.
Hey, and to Sean, well, not to you, Sean, I'm going to put you back in. But to the caller, hey, what I'm saying is if you want it, you want it. If Sean saying whatever he said, it's because of something you said inspired him to think what he's thinking. But if he said I'm responding, I want to say something about what that caller just said. He didn't say he want to say something to the caller, but my point, caller, is you don't front yourself off. A motherfucker have to choose you for you to have to, because when you stand up, you're willing to risk all. I ain't standing up on a mistake. I ain't finna make a mistake thinking somebody talking to me. 651, what's up?
Hey, what's up, bud?
Nothing, man. What's that?
Waiting for when your drop of the dime gonna keep going on.
Listen, man. I'm gonna be honest. I'm producing it, but there's an executive producer, and they call the shots. What I'm saying is, I thought on Halloween I would be able to put 3 and 4 up because that's what they told me. We had enough footage, but evidently they wanted to kind of change some shit. So it involved shooting again. We just did that last week. Then dude had to go to Canada and all this damn shit. So what I'm saying is I'm in the middle right now. You know, if it was really 100% on me, I'm executive producing, then I would know when the dates were. you know, but at first when we started, everything they said came on the dates they said, you know, or a day or two before, and I had to wait for the dates to put it up. But now, since it's getting to where motherfuckers is getting really interested in it, I guess they being more picky about what we doing. So I'm not going to announce when, date-wise, I'm going to put that shit up from now on. But as far as 3 and 4, I cannot see December coming before 3 and 4 is up. But I'm not going to promise that. I do know we got the footage. We done already paid for the editing time. It's just the dude had to go to Canada, do some kind of concert bullshit. And you know, I'm on hold until he get back. But he's back today. I ain't heard from him. So what I'm saying is tomorrow they're going to be busy. Now it's Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of shit. We just got to wait, man. I'm like you, bro, on the real. I'm going to be honest. I'm waiting. I don't even know what's going on because we don't film in sequence. We film what we can film as far as what we need and what we got money for right now. You know, tell me, we spending money out of our pockets, man. This is completely on us. So you know, the money is fine as far as what we at, the point we at right now, because we already paid. It's just they didn't have the time to do whatever. That's the best I could tell you, but believe me, man, I'm waiting on that shit, too.
I appreciate that, man, because, you know, we see a lot of that reality TV, but we don't see no structure in the storylines and the, you know, the purpose of the words that the actors are saying. And it's really, really, really dope what you got going on there. I got one more question.
You know what, man? You said something there. When we be in our meetings, what we trying to figure out the ingredients to what we have. We know we got something. And the what happened was one that actor that started out playing Rosebud, he couldn't carry it. So we had to change everything we was going to do, but we had to keep going because we had got started. That's where Delano came in, being the motherfucker, because I was going to just be a bit part. I was going to be a cat that owned the bar and the pimps came there. But this fool couldn't motherfucking play Rosebud, so now we got to keep the story going. But me, Delano, took over as what's starring. And by us doing that, we realized something, man. No acting is going on. Those are, did you think they were hoes or actresses?
Actresses.
Just did you think they was hoes or actresses?
I think they was actresses.
They are actresses. But do you know why they look so hoish? And not look hoish, but seem hoish?
Why?
They don't have no fucking lines. I don't have no lines. They get this method acting. We tried it and it works. Method acting. You get a description of the scene. You get a description of what you want the scene to do. And you leave it up to the actors to bring the parts. And what I'm saying is, since my shit is pimping, you know, I'm at home. But these draws, I told, hey, look, bitch, all you got to do is answer as if you're really talking to somebody. Whatever you would say is going to be fine, because whatever they say, I'm going to flip it to what I wanted to say, because I'm the pimp. I'm the motherfucker that's actually leading the scene, but I got to be talking to a hoe. And this bitch got to be being real. And this bitch, every one of them, which one of them hoes didn't really play a part of a hoe that spoke? Did you know? You couldn't see one, right?
That's what makes it so solid, man.
Listen, that's why I'm trying to explain something. Listen, that's what we found out. Reality TV. We didn't go at this as a reality TV type situation, but that's what it is. Because everybody that see it, see the realness in it. There's no acting. I mean, it's straight game, it's straight about whatever the little story is. And motherfuckers is into that. And these big wigs is seeing that, man, and I just hope, because I see it coming. I hope this interest don't change the storyline or the way we fucking film. Because the way we filming is why it's so attractive. Because it's like reality TV. It's what a pimp does. It's what a pimp say. It's how a hoe act. I mean, almost like you standing right on a hoe stroll watching this shit, man.
Right.
You hit it, man. That the reason it's so dope is its reality. It is completely believable. And I gotta give Nicotina credit for this, because he said, man, we gonna just do it how we feel it, man. And we just went with it. Them actresses, the film crew, they all used to working with scripts. They all plot how they gonna act and respond. Here's one scene that really killed them. Them execs. You remember when the broad say she came to get with me, and I say you got any money? And she say, yeah, I got $1,500. So see, this bitch thought when she said $1,500 that was gonna be some money, but when I told her $1,500 down would be cool, her reaction was genuine. She said $1,500 down is cool. She was genuine, man. That was a dope scene, man. Because them execs, they just creamed on that shit, man. Because of the reality of it. I'm telling this bitch $1,500 is a good down payment when the motherfucker be trying to, you know, break a bitch for $20. Come on, man. But I didn't want to go on like that, but that's what makes that shit so good, bro. It's so real. That's it. That's good shit, man. Thank you.
All right, we appreciate
you guys,
that.
Check this out. I'm fucking happy, man, because this brother really just said something. Ain't got nothing to do with me, man, but God, I mean, with this show, but shit, it does. See, I believe you need to know how to handle a woman in the bed. And believe me, man, I ain't never had, I take that back, I had complaints, but I can give a fuck. But what I'm saying, I remember when I was young, you guys got to understand the timing. The bitch could call me, tell me she coming to give me some of that pussy. I'd motherfucking, the bitch pull up at 9:05. You know, we was living in the Crest, so we had our little spot. We drive up to the spot. A nigga take his clothes off, bust the bitch out, smoke a joint, and be home at 9:00. I used to be like that, man. But what I'm saying now, shit, I don't get no motherfucking complaints because I know what fucking the bitch is about. It's about what she see you as. It's not about, does she see you as a big old dick? It's about, do she see you as a motherfucker that she want to fuck with? Do she see you as a motherfucker that she can believe in? You know, do she see you as a motherfucker she would follow you? See, when you get her to see all that shit, that pussy is already wet. She done already calmed on herself. And all you got to do is just follow through with what the fuck you done made her think. And this is the game in what I be preaching. I have so much more shit that I want a bitch to do for me now since I've graduated from being a pimp, kind sirs, that you would not believe it. Women, I mean, money, whatever, you know, that's not what it's about. It's about what you need done. Bitches can do it. You ain't got to have a bitch selling no pussy to be paying you. You got to understand, man, words and shit can limit you. Oh, I know, baby, listen, I'm a motherfucker to get paid. Now, if you want me to be a pimp, you got to go sell some pussy. Now, if you want me to be a motherfucker to get paid, you're going to have to do whatever the fuck I need done. Now, that bitch say, well, I'm going to choose. I want to be a motherfucker that, you know, want me to get paid. Well, come on, bitch, do your job then. Shit. Don't get it twisted about me. I ain't no pimp, and I have absolutely no desire, absolutely zero desire to be in the game. But does that mean I'm supposed to forget how much game I have or how I affect women? Come on, man. I ain't gonna do that shit to satisfy or pacify you motherfuckers that be creaming, that be scared of what I be talking about. My desire is to become an internationally acclaimed motherfucker in my own right. And I'm going to accomplish this shit through my writing, in my courses, in my school, in everything else I'm doing. I'm an accomplished author. I done wrote 21 books. I've written and financed 3 documentaries. I've invented 3 children games that teach them about putting numbers together in history. Man, come on. I got hella shit to tell a bitch after I fuck her. Shit that's going to turn her on to me more, much more than any fucking dick could ever do. I'm already in that bitch head because I have the confidence it takes to get in her motherfucking head and the knowledge to stay there once I get there. I fuck a bitch. And I'll have that bitch buying my next 1,000 units I need to sell. Or I'll fuck a bitch and have her getting my graphics done for the next book cover or whatever I'm doing. Or I'll fuck a bitch and have her buying whatever the fuck I need for my next project's completion. Fuck no. Nah. I don't believe in simply going after some goddamn pussy. But I will say this. I do believe it is essential for someone to be trusted enough by you to tell you some deep secrets about the bedroom. But that ain't me. I think Steve the Dean can tell you some shit like that, though. But on this show, I talk to you about what you can get from a bitch by showing her you're a serious alpha man with serious shit on your mind that needs to be tended to. And if you can't do nothing for me except, you know, help me come, fuck you, bitch. That's what I tell them. And I want all you motherfuckers to think this way. I ain't saying go in the, you know, bathroom and slam your dick up against the wall, but shit, man. You don't need no bitch. I'm telling you. Now, we all should understand what I just said, and hopefully we can continue to have these kind of goddamn conversations because you can't tell me they don't help you. You know, I don't talk about Steve the Dean much, but Steve the Dean is my partner. And if that's the case, he got tails and I got heads. So we talk about different shit, but we go together kind of. So what I'm saying is together we got you covered from both sides of the playing field. It ain't no side better than the other because can you have heads without tails? No, because you wouldn't have a coin. So we have a coin. We're not being silly. I know women will give you the world if you know how to get them, get at them about it. But you motherfuckers got to learn that. You ain't got to want what I want from a woman, but the sooner you realize you got to want something, the sooner you will realize your deepest desires in life. Don't fucking be mad at me because I can use and rely on skills that you motherfuckers don't have. Don't be mad at me because I want more from a woman than some goddamn pussy. And I ain't saying you shouldn't want to tap that ass when the time comes. Because for you squares, tap that ass is what it's about. Everything you think of is possible. And the only way you won't get it done is if you don't get up and do it. The only things that stop you from doing what must be done is inaction. Your confidence is waiting on your move. The next woman in your life is waiting on your move. You got to get your shit fixed. Get your mind well and stop ailing in the game of dating and getting what you want from a woman. You all accept, if it's at all possible, any woman you fucking with will charge you. You accept that. What I don't understand is why don't you want something from her? She's getting your dick, but you certainly will accept her wanting whatever. Why don't you want anything? You getting her pussy. She getting your dick. That's fair exchange. That ain't no robbery. Should be obvious she wants something else from you besides your fucking dick. And it should be obvious that you want something else from her besides her goddamn pussy. All she gave you was some pussy, and she really believes that she can ask you for whatever she needs because of it? Come on, man. Why the fuck can't you do that? You gave her some dick. I've always been one to believe fair exchange is in no way robbery. If her sex organ is worth gifts, so is mine. And with that, I'm out.